Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. You know, I picked up, I had a cold in February or March, which is not that long ago, and then picked up another one this last week, and then had the good measure to give it to my wife as well. So she's struggling with it, but I think it's a kind of a, shake your hand, you'll know why, just because I care about you. Don't want you to come down with anything. But I think it's also the early mornings. You know that for some, they will have gone by this Friday, they have gone to 42 prayer meetings in a row, nonstop. Meaning on Monday, morning prayer, Monday night prayer, Tuesday morning, Tuesday night, Tuesday night, and right, it's amazing, quite amazing. And the only thing, it does wear down your body a little bit, especially your immune system, just going out all the time. But I'm so amazed at the level of dedication of the prayers, that phenomenal. Probably more prayer has been made this last 2 weeks than in the last, 10 years, maybe more. I mean, it's phenomenal, heartfelt, on-your-face kind of prayer. And that bodes well, I think, for our attitude towards the moving of the Lord and what His plans are, and that we're anticipating great things, actually. We are anticipating great things. That, why? Because we get it. We want to agree with God. We want to come under alignment to His plans and His purposes, and we want to be obedient to Him, wherever He would take us, whatever He would do. So I thought this morning that what do you speak on as we're galloping for the finish line. We're going to finish on Friday morning, and then, well, hoping we're going to pray again sometime, but not under the emphasis that we've been doing. And so I thought, well, I'm going to speak on the one thing that's very, very important. That's the sacrifice of praise. The sacrifice of praise. It's one of the major themes of my heart and life. I mean, I can't remember when I first was shown this, but I didn't come to it myself. I read it and saw it, but I was taught about it. And if you catch this, you will be very much armed with the right things in the kingdom of God, just as you serve the Lord together. So, Hebrews 13. Oh, you know, I just thought of something. Hannah Sims had a heart attack. And how many knew that? Yeah, you already knew that, right? Vicki, would you stand and would you just pray for her? Several people that we would pray for Sunday morning, and at Sunday morning we didn't do it. So, you know Hannah, she sits right here, and she just came in to see me the other day, and she seemed fine, except stressed because of the traffic. She was in a kind of a two-hour traffic thing. She was really stressed, and maybe that extra thing on her heart. So she's back in the Burnaby Hospital. Is she able to see guests? No, maybe we better hold off on that. Just okay. All right, Vicki, if you lead us in prayer. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Through him, let us continually, there's a phrase, that's a good word, continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God. That is the fruit of our lips that acknowledge his name. Fruit of his lips that acknowledge his name. Father, please talk to us. We thank you and we praise you for your word. Lord, I pray that you'd make this principle of praise something very real and very powerful. Give understanding about this, Lord. It will work wonders for us. So give us understanding in Jesus' name. Amen. God's calling us to praise him. That is the one thing you can be sure of. I know that. How do I know that? Because I'm fashioned for it. God took me, and as he takes you, from rebels to worshipers. We fought against it. We hated him. We hated God's intrusion. We didn't want God telling us what to do and how to do it. So we come up with our own schemes. But he changes our hearts, and no longer are we rebels, but now we're worshipers. And I'm built for this thing. When I praise the Lord, God says, I fashioned you for that. I made you for that. You're built for that. You do best when you're worshiping. You do best when you're lifting up my name. When you're proclaiming me, when you're confused and you're overwhelmed and you're discouraged and you're praising me anyway. He said, that's why I made you. I made you to worship me, and I'm calling you to praise me. So this is the principle of praise. Now, it's not a methodology. It's a principle. And the principle is this, that everyone, without exception, can begin to praise God right now in whatever situation they may find themselves. In other words, the power of praise, the principle of praise. Now, wherever you, no matter whether your car is now veered off the road and you're in the ditch, and you have to, you know, you got to walk 3 miles into town, and somebody comes by and loots your car. Now you haven't got a car to drive. Even then, while you're on the way, you can begin to praise the Lord if you understand the principle of praise. And so you just say, Lord, I pray. And this isn't, okay, well, praise the Lord. The jack fell off the car. Now it's crushed my leg. Well, praise God. No, it's not frivolous like that. It's praise the Lord. Lord, I don't know what's going on here. My leg is sure hurting, but I praise you and I bless you and I thank you. And I honor you and I glorify your name. Lord, be God in this situation. Somehow, in all my confusion, Lord, I will praise you. That's the power of it. That's the principle of it. Whatever situation you find yourself in, you begin to praise in the midst of the problem. Not at the end of it. The walls of Jericho fell down. Anybody could have praised once they fell down. But they were to march around 7 times and shout before it fell down. Before any of the walls went down. So no matter how difficult it may seem to trust the Lord, to work in every detail of your life, keep praising the Lord. Keep offering up a sacrifice of praise. See, it's a sacrifice. And just like in the Old Testament, they would sacrifice the animals and put the blood on the mercy seat. And it was a sacrifice made. In this case, it's a sacrifice of the fruit of our lips. Praising God, regardless of our feelings. And just keep offering it up. The sacrifice of praise is offered when all is darkness all around us. And we begin to praise Him. And His Holy Spirit begins to fill our beings more and more and more as we praise. We just keep praising the Lord. To continually praise Him means a steady decreasing of self. So I can't be worried about my problem now. I'm praising the Lord. And an increase of the presence of Christ within us, until with Peter we can rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. We're just praising God. You can't keep a good man down, you know. You can't keep a good woman down once they understand praise and prayer. By praising, we're not trying to find some way to avoid a dilemma. I know what you say when you might raise that and say, well, aren't some people, it's a kind of a plasticky thing, and they're just in denial, so they're saying, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, but they're just not facing reality. If they really face reality, they wouldn't be saying, praise the Lord. I mean, and I say, yeah, well, I'm sure some people can hide in their religiosity, and I'm sure some people can hide behind a Bible, and some people can, just be not really facing the real world. But that's not what we're talking about. We're not talking about trying to avoid a dilemma. Rather, the Lord is showing us a way to overcome these situations, not to avoid them, but to overcome them. So dying to self is a progressive journey, is it not? I think it is. The more we die to self. And it is traveled, this progressive journey is traveled, I believe, only through praise. Only through praise. In other words, the more that you are able to praise the Lord short distances into the problem, you know, meaning that you got the bad news, you heard about the situation, even then to begin to offer up that sacrifice of praise, regardless of what you feel, because dying to self is a progressive journey. And it's only through, the more you learn to praise God, the greater you will grow in the Lord. It's just an amazing thing, but it's absolutely true. So it's a sacrifice of praise. We offer it to God because because of his goodness, his greatness, his glory. And we offer it to God many times through tears. It's not always easy to praise the Lord. You find out you just got fired. That's not an easy pill to swallow, is it? I don't think so. I think that's a very difficult thing. Find out that your wife or your husband's leaving you. Find out that somebody's sick in your family. Find out that something else has happened and you're not sure what you're going to do and it's overwhelming. But the fruit of our lips offers it anyway. In the midst of tears, in the midst of calamity, when our hearts are broken, when we're suffered a loss, when somebody dear has left us. You know, there's all kinds of situations. But regardless of our feelings, or regardless of what our eyes may see or our ears may hear, we begin to praise the Lord. That's the principle of praise. And that's what we need to do morning and night. And when you show people key scriptures, and one of them is this one, let us offer therefore the sacrifice of, continue to offer the sacrifice of praise to God, the fruit of our lips. Every new Christian should learn that verse. That's a verse you need to know so that when somebody says, well, how do I handle this problem? Well, this is how you handle it. You begin to praise the Lord. And it's a tremendous form of communion. Matter of fact, the prayer of praise is the highest form of communion with the Lord. And that it releases a great deal of power in your life and in the situation. If you want to release power into a situation, begin to praise God. Right? Just begin to praise Him. Praise Him out loud. By the way, you can't praise the Lord from your heart. You say, I was just praising God in my heart. No, I don't think so. I know you don't. There's not a verse in the Bible that says praise the Lord from your heart. It's praise the Lord with your lips. You need to hear it. You need to hear yourself. The problem with having your... Now, I guess it has to originate in your heart, but... You must be able to say, I know I'm offering it to you, God, and I get it. I know what I'm doing here. It releases great power. Praising Him, it's an act of obedience. And often the prayer is done in sheer teeth-gritting willpower. Just choose it. You don't feel like it, but you begin to praise God. And you persist in it. And somehow the power of God is released into us and then into the situation. It's based on a belief, and all of this is based on a belief that God actually controls all things. We're just convinced that He just controls all things. So the way to praise the Lord releases the power of God into every set of circumstances and enables God to change that situation if that's His design. And if it's not His design, we praise Him anyway. So, we have this choice in life to get up every morning. Will I praise the Lord or will I dwell on the problem? Will I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for today. Don't see any change yet, Lord, about anything, but I praise you and I thank you and I bless you and I honor you, love you, going to praise you, going to bless you. And sometimes I've had to just literally overcome, just say, never go how you're feeling. I'm just going to praise you, Lord. I'm just going to shout and praise you with all of my being, even though I don't feel like. Somebody said, well, aren't you a hypocrite then if you are praising the Lord but you don't really feel like it? Aren't you a hypocrite? No, I'm a hypocrite only to my emotions. I'm not a hypocrite to truth. Right? The truth is God says, I have everything under control. That's what this is based on. It's based on a belief that God actually has everything under control. When your partner leaves, when the house is being taken over by somebody else, right in the midst of those situations, that's when we offer this sacrifice of praise. Now, it's not in your notes because I just came across it just yesterday morning, but just as a little side journey, the book of Psalms, 134, 135, this thing of let's continually offer the sacrifice of praise is really based on these two passages of Scripture. Come bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stand by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. Do you remember that song we used to sing? Come bless the Lord, all you servants who stand by night. What they would do, it's a song of ascents. And all night long, they would stand guard, praising, lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord, and bless the Lord. And then chapter 135, verse 1, praise the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Give praise, O servants of the Lord, who stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Praise the Lord, for the Lord is good. And those two passages, it was continuous. It was throughout the day and into the night, still praising God, still thanking Him, still blessing Him. That's the principle. Does it work? Mm-hmm. I don't know any other way to activate a situation than just to start to bless His name and to praise Him with all of your being. And it doesn't matter. And if you show people these scriptures, so Hebrews 13 is one of them. There's another one, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It's the second, or what I call second principle, second scripture. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. That's a powerful verse. Look at it closely. First of all, we've already learned that it's through your lips. We already learned it's continuously. And now he tells us, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God. Well, somebody says, you can't thank the Lord for a broken leg. Maybe not for the leg itself. I mean, I don't think God says, oh, let me break your leg for you. But we can thank the Lord immediately that God's going to use that incident to His glory and to His praise. And so, Lord, I thank You and praise You that, well, this is happening to me right now. I'm giving You thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. And then, of course, Romans 8:28, for we know that all things are working together for good to those who love God. Now, that's not a verse when somebody's lost a loved one and say, well, you know, it's all working out for good. You know, yes, dearie, just trust God. Oh, no, it's not that. There's times when to say something, when it may be true, but that's not the time. Right? They need to come to that themselves where they're praising the Lord. It's a terrible thing to try and tell someone to praise the Lord when there's been a phenomenal loss in their life. I think we just have to just cry with them at that point. But at the minute they're able to gain equilibrium, then we can praise the Lord with them and trust the Lord in spite of their situation as well. So discovering the power of praise will be one of the most exciting experiences that you can ever have. I'll just show you what I mean by that. I wonder how many church services we've been in the last 10, 20 years. Probably quite a few, eh? Hundreds of them. And not just here, but in other gatherings. But I notice that sometimes song service is really powerful. Other times it's just a song service, like a sermon. You know, some sermons seem to stick out for some reason, some don't, despite the same amount of preparation. But I've noticed about the song service, I know what's missing is that we have not brought a gift of praise. That's what's usually missing. And so we come, and it's, you know, we're typical, we're all human, so we come in and we're maybe a bit tired and lots on your mind, so you kind of, you know, you come and it's 10 minutes into the service before you even realize that you're in it, kind of. It's kind of, well, bless me if you can. Pretty tired here this morning. And sometimes that service will finally taxi down the runway and it'll lift off, but many times it doesn't. And the reason it doesn't is because we didn't bring the gift of praise. In other words, we're like those priests. We bring the sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. And we're already anticipating praising God. We're offering up the gift of praise. That's your contribution. You're not an audience. You're priests unto God, offering praises to God. You must, even as you're getting out of the car, be conscious. Say, I'm closing the door. I'm walking across the parking lot. I've come with the gift of praise here today. I've come with the fruit of my lips. I will bless the Lord. Well, you can imagine if there's 250 of us here this morning, and we've come with that reason to praise God, regardless of whether the band was really hot or not, or whether it was your favorite one or not, or whether it was your best one or not. You say, oh, I wish they'd play that song. That's when I can really worship, when they play that song. I don't like that. I like this one over here. It's like, oh, hey, you're become a consumer again. Your job is to come and say, I'm bringing, and I may not feel like it, but the minute that service starts, I'm going to start praising God. Well, that's see, there are atmospheric changes in the spirit realm. Wouldn't Brandon like that for me to say that? But atmospheric changes in the spirit realm when we praise. When we praise. That's our duty. That's our job. To bless the Lord right from the go-get. Just from the beginning of a song service. Why? Because I've come with it. I'm anticipating offering it to the Lord. Praise to God. And when people come, see, that's why it's very easy sometimes for musicians to lead because the people so eagerly wanted to praise. Other times it's probably, I'm not a musician, but I'm sure it's like pulling teeth. You say, boy, that was a tough crowd this morning. That was really tough. Well, you know, David, you know, you sing lots and minister lots. And you don't know what to do sometimes, right? You just say, but they have to just, you know, forge ahead. And the same with preaching. Sometimes I've had to resurrect the service if I was preaching because the song service kind of grounded, it was over, and we never took off in the runway. And the reason we didn't, I think, was because we didn't praise the Lord until we sensed the presence of Jesus descending on us. And so it was very, so when it came to preach, it, whew, that was hard. I got to start the service almost all over again because people did not come with this offering of praise and thanks to God. Now, it's just a human thing. I'm not making it light, making fun of us or anything. I know every church is the same that way. But once you catch this, that the answer is always to praise the Lord. We've proven this over and over and over again. Even this last week, we're down in the basement praying. And I said, let's just praise the Lord, first of all, for people who are in bondages. And all the names that must have gone down, that's one of the things they're fasting and praying for. And we would just begin to lift our voices and really an offering of praise. And it's very powerful. Very, very powerful. You can feel the whole atmosphere change. Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Thank you. You are the bondage breaker. You are the one that is setting them free. And we proclaim the Lord, and we could feel ourselves that we were touching the edges of victory. Well, many times it's, oh, Jesus, be with us and hold us near and dear. Look after us. And oh, boy, well, you wonder, kind of grinds down. Instead of saying, listen, let's lift this meeting. Let's get in the spirit on this. Let's offer up praise to God. We're dealing with spiritual realities here. It can't be a lazy, sleazy kind of. It must be intense. It must rise up within us to bless the Lord, magnify His name. And then, you see, I believe if you are filled with the Spirit and you understand this, you're one having the most exciting experience you'll ever have. It will just be marvelous. You say, well, I'm just going to praise God. Just going to praise God. I remember one time there was a situation where there was kind of a spirit of fear had come in the meeting. And we decided to stop it and to just take a moment. We said, you know, there's a kind of an uneasy feeling here tonight. I said, what are we going to do? We did. We're just going to praise the Lord. See what I'm saying? There's no secret here. What do you do anytime? Just lift up the Lord. We don't care if all the demons of hell came to the meeting. Now we will lift up the name of the Lord. And watch what will happen. And as we begin to say, I love you, Lord, and I praise you, and I bless you. And you're the mighty one. And we're singing to sing our praise, and we're thanking him and blessing him. I tell you, there's not a demon that's going to be within 100 miles of that place. Right? We just lifted up the name of Jesus. Just exalt his name. We don't, I don't know what's going on. Who cares what's going on? Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord and let the glory of the Lord. You see, He dwells in the praises of His people. You need to know where He dwells. That's where He dwells, in the praises of His people. And we create, as it were, a dwelling place for the Lord. Right? A dwelling place for the Lord. As we begin to praise God in our lives, He descends, and the presence of Jesus descends. It's always that way. You will not sense the power of God until you begin praising. It just is that way. And when you begin to praise the Lord, you will sense the presence of Jesus and the power of Jesus. It's just, he draws near in that. Is that I say, as Lord, as I begin to bless you. Now, sometimes you have to stay with it for a few minutes. You know, you just got to say, okay, Lord, we're just going to bless you. But guaranteed, every time you offer the sacrifice of praise, the presence of Jesus will descend. That's why you don't have to have bell ringer, dud, dud of a service. All the difference is to consistently, week after week, Sunday after Sunday, month after month, year after year, learn to bring the sacrifice of praise and to sustain praise before the Lord. And when you do that, the presence of Jesus comes again. It just is that so, and the atmosphere changes. Wow, it's just really a good feeling. Yeah, because of that. But it's not that, well, the Lord, the reason why there was dud, 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 and not bell ringer, bell ringer, bell ringer, is because of this thing of the failure of God's people to bring the sacrifice of praise. That's my take on it. And all my life I've believed that. I mean, I'm not going to die with a gun to my head over it, but I think that's the truth of how it works. Because it works that way in my life. If once I begin to praise the Lord, I'm going to be okay. Until then, I may be distraught. I may be emotionally over the edge. I may be just my stomach in a knot and everything else. But I know if I can just get alone, I can begin to praise the Lord. I know that God will meet me. See, there is power in praise. This isn't just something Pentecostals do. But this isn't something you don't say, well, we Pentecostals. No, it's nothing to do with being Pentecostal. It's a principle of the universe. That God dwells in the praises of his people. And when you lift his name up, he comes down. The Shekinah glory comes down. Every time, without exception, there are no exceptions. Unless we don't do it. Because of our laziness, because of our lethargy, because we're spectators, because we don't know the Lord. I mean, there may be lots of reasons. But I've walked into, I remember years ago, there was an ACOP conference. And in Calgary, and Stu McKenzie, it was back when we were singing The Days of Elijah, whenever years those was. And I had jumped out of this car, and I ran across, it was McMahon Stadium, in the stands in those rooms there. And I walked in, and I could literally feel Jesus in that place. It was unbelievable. I don't know if I ever felt it quite so strong. And I looked up, and there was his brother Stu. He's up there, and he's leading the worship, and it was very powerful. And I said, And everyone was praising the Lord. Everyone was praising the Lord. That's when you walk into a room when everybody's praising God, it's a great atmosphere. And the demons can't stand it. Nothing can get in the way of it. It's praise to God. But what works in a church service works exactly in your personal life. It doesn't make any difference where it is. It's the same principle. In the midst of the storm, when you don't feel like it, when you're overwhelmed, you begin to bless the Lord and honor his name and lift up his name, and he will come down. And he will come down. He will come down. He will come down. That's why you can have for years, say, that church, boy, there's a vibrancy in that church. Why? Because they know how to praise. Praise is a secret. It's a weapon. And we've done so much of it this week, the last 2 weeks, just praising God and praising God and praising God and praising God. Sacrifice. Sure, it's a sacrifice. Most of our prayers we haven't even seen answered. We're still praising him for it. We're still thanking him for it. And because of that, there's a beautiful atmosphere. But we create something when we praise God. Just like, last week I was talking about creating a space, or 2 weeks ago. We're creating more space for the Lord. Just a dwelling place for God. I will praise you, Lord, because I know I will feel you. I will sense you. I will sense you, Lord. But if until you praise him, you don't sense him. Isn't that true? You don't feel anything. You just say, I feel lethargic. And that's why I say, well, you can read some verses, and it would be okay to read some verses, but I would say, praise the Lord for a while. Take 10 minutes and just praise him steady. Don't stop. Just sustain it. I love you. I praise you. I thank you. Thank you that everything's going wrong. Thank you, Lord, that nothing's worked out. Thank you I'm losing my job. Why? Because, God, you've got everything under control. Because you, and besides, even if regardless of what happens in my life, you are worthy to be praised. I will bless the Lord at all times. I will stand by night in the house of the Lord. I will thank you and I will praise you. And so that is a principle. And you'll never, ever be sorry that has happened in your life when you understand that principle. It's just very, very powerful. So there's one more area that it touches on and that is waging spiritual warfare. The enemy's arrows. Didn't I just see Rick Polterek walk by, or am I hallucinating here? There he is. Hey, brother, catch you after. Come on. Yeah, just step in. Rick Polterek. We were just talking about you. Just flew in from the north. So, the enemy, the arrows of the enemy can't penetrate the joy of somebody who's praising God. And if you turn with me to 2 Chronicles, it's worthwhile. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. And verse 15. Yeah. Oh, verse, I can break it almost anywhere. Oh, the battle, oh yeah, here we are. Do not be afraid, do not be dismayed in this great horde, for the battle is not yours, it's God's. Tomorrow go down against them, behold, they will come up by the ascent of Aziz, and you will find them at the end of the valley, east of the wilderness of Jeruel. If you have not need to fight in this battle, you will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord your God. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid, do not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, and the Lord will be with you. And then it says, he fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord, and the Levites of the Kohites and the Korites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice. They rose up to praise the Lord with a very loud voice. And then you read it and you keep going. And this is what they said. He appointed those. Oh, here we are. Chapter 20 and verse 21. And when he had been taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who were to sing to the Lord and praise him in his holy attire as they went before the Lord and say, give thanks to the Lord, for his steadfast love endures forever. And when they began, now notice when, and when they began to sing and praise, the Lord set an ambush against the men of Ammon. And later it was their joy and the conquest was amazing. But they sent out the singers to praise and bless the Lord, because the enemy's arrows cannot penetrate the joyfulness of somebody who is praising God. The battle isn't ours. While we praise him, he sends the enemy scurrying. That's why when we were praising God, even last night, I was thinking that angels are being dispatched. All kinds of things are probably happening in the spirit realm. But we just praise the Lord and continue praising the Lord. Now we've got 5 more days to praise the Lord as this continues on, blessing his name and praising his name. I think that many people don't understand the way of praise and how it works. And I think this is what happens. You treat every situation just according to your feelings. If you're really happy, you probably clap. If you're really, 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 really in a good mood and you just won a lot of money, you can maybe even raise your hands. If you won the lotto, you might even praise the Lord, dancing. But other than that, you will go. You will respond to how you feel. So, well, I didn't feel very well. I'm just, you know. And thus lies our mistake. I cannot depend on how I feel at any time. I just must know the principle of praise. When I don't know what else to do, I will praise the Lord. And it's a powerful, powerful thing. And when I come together, I lift up the name of Jesus. I will bring the sacrifice of praise. I won't leave it up to the musicians. I won't leave it up to how the pastor can inspire me. I have come to the house of the Lord with praise as a gift, a sacrifice. See, we're not sacrificing animals. We're not sacrificing sheep and goats. We're not doing that anymore. They don't do that anymore. We're offering up praise. So you have to come with praise in your heart. And now, if you come and you've just found out some very bad news, I think what you could easily do is you just turn to Brother Rex and you say, you know, I just got some bad news about this or that. And Rex may be sensing, well, this is going to wreck up your whole day. Why don't we just step out and pray for that? And so he takes someone aside and he goes to pray with them. And then they say, oh, thank you. I just really feel at peace now. Come back in the service. What? To offer the sacrifice of praise. It's always about that. And in your life, learn to be a praiser. Doors will open. Supernatural things happen when you start to praise God. That's what will happen. So I don't know about that. Well, let's just praise God. And so I've had to many times I said to people, listen, why don't we just kneel down together? Let's give thanks. Give thanks? What are we going to give thanks for? And they're already upset. I said, we're going to give thanks because God is God. We're going to give thanks because he's worthy of praise. And we're going to give thanks because this is the only way out of the messes of your life. That's why Hebrews 13:15 and 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and Romans chapter 8 verse 28, these are key verses that God's people need to know, because that's how victory is won. And there's power in praise. The principle of praise is that whenever we lift up his name, he comes down. Lift it up, he will come down. Lift it up, he will come down. And I know that. He comes down in my bedroom, or he'll come down in my car. I've been driving along, switch the radio off. See, I just need to praise the Lord here. I'm just saying to myself, I just need to praise the Lord. And as I praise God and bless his name, and I remember one time I was praising God so loudly in my car. I mean, I was just shouting. I was loud as I could shout. I love you. I love you. I praise you. I thank you, God. I don't know what's going on. I just bless your holy name. And I'm crying. I'm thanking him and thanking him. And I pulled up to a light. This family looking over at me. And they said, poor man. I wonder what happened to him. And I went, no, it's all good. It's all good here. No, don't leave me. You know. And I thought, a little embarrassing, but no, that's okay. That's okay. Because that was a mobile chapel. And because the principle is the same, lift up his name, his peace will descend. And I know I'm looking at Brother Brian here, one of our elders. He knows this to be true too, that whenever you don't know what to do, just stop right there and say, Lord, we just want to thank you. We just want to praise you. We want to honor your name and bless your name. Whatever happens there, it has nothing to do with how good you are, how great you are, or how glorious you are. Lord, this is who you'll always be that. In the midst of the situation, Lord, we don't know how that job's going to work out. We don't know how to help this person, but we bring in to praise you. And if that person will praise the Lord with us, they'll go walk out of that elders meeting. They'll go out and say, I got it. That's right. But I began to praise God. Praising the Lord, it's a way of life. It's the way of power. And so many people refuse to praise him and give him thanks. You have to. This is like pulling teeth, folks. It's not easy to get God's people to praise the Lord when they're discouraged. They're overwhelmed by their feelings and they don't understand the principle of it. If you understand the principle, you don't go on feelings. You ignore. You don't go on even what you see. It's a mess. I know. We're not focusing on that. We're focusing on the Lord. And when we do that, it's powerful. One more verse. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 to verse 7. You know it so well. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, with praise and thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. The peace of God will garrison your heart and your mind. With thanksgiving. That we come in prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We say, Lord, we thank you. Thank you for the situation. Thank you they're losing their house. This must be something else you've got in mind for them then. Lord, thank you. But yes, this is this terrible report, but we praise you. We bless you. We thank you, Lord. You are a great and mighty God. And Lord, if I'm down to one leg and I'm still going to praise you, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to honor you with thanksgiving. You see, when you don't know what to do, you praise. How many here have been overwhelmed at times? Me too. Completely overwhelmed. Just emotionally, just a basket case. I don't know what I'm supposed to be thinking. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And I can testify this. The only one dividing point between panic and peace is that when I accepted the situation and said, now we will bless the Lord. And I remember walking around in my shower. It's always tricky, you know, because you could slip badly in that situation. But I remember I was so agitated about a situation. And finally, I began to shout at the top of my voice in the shower and said, yours is the victory. Yours is the victory. Yours is the victory. Yours is the victory. What, did you see any? No, I didn't see any victory. Did I later? Yes, but not then. It's a sacrifice of praise. It's a principle, right? It's a principle. It will never, ever fail. That's why the psalmist says, oh, that man would praise the Lord. Oh, that man would praise the Lord. That's what he says. You read the Psalms, you can see it. He's, bless him, bless his name. Lift his name up. Exalt his name. Because that's the name above every name. You don't know what else to do? Praise the Lord. You're overwhelmed? Praise the Lord. You found you have no spare tire? I'm under this tire thing today. I don't know what is it with the tires. But anyway, and your tire's flat? Well, okay, God, praise the Lord. I bless you. I don't know what this is about. Now I'm going to be late, but you know. So work this out, Lord. But I'm just going to thank you. I'm just going to thank you right now. And boy, I'll tell you, once you are able to thank the Lord, you've got the upper hand. Right? You can walk into that situation. It doesn't matter now. I've been in the presence of Jesus. His presence came down. When two or three gather together in my name, there I will be in the midst. I will meet you there. You just by two or three of just beginning to praise God together. I'm glad it doesn't matter how small it is. A large meeting's fine. But what happens again is that most people decide whether they're going to praise the Lord by their emotional makeup. They have a great morning and they're not tired, they will praise the Lord. If things have gone well, they will praise the Lord. But the second they're feeling a little off, a little peckish, a little this, a little that, it's like you have to get crowbars to get their hands in the air. They just, oh, well, I don't know, brother, I got a lot of problems. Well, we all have a lot of problems. But the answer is to praise God. Right? To praise God. And to thank, lift up his name. And you don't know what to do, you praise. That, you can take, you want to try that out? Wait till your next challenge. Yeah, I cannot be unproven on this thing because this is part of my life. I know this is how it works. It's a principle God gave, the principle of praise, the power of praise. And but to get that person to agree with you and to kneel down together and say, let's give him thanks. Well, you pray, Pastor. Why? Well, you seem more excited than I am. I don't think it's going to matter if I praise him. I'm actually mad at him. Yeah, I thought so. But I said, I don't need the victory. I think you do. So why don't you pray? And why don't you begin to thank him? What happens? If they will do that, if they will surrender that situation to the Lord and trust him, and they understand the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of their lips, blessing his name, and they understand that the presence that God dwells in the praises of his people, his presence will come when you praise him. And you will feel it. You will sense it. And, how many times we've been in dire straits and we didn't just kneel down together and pray. Both Val and I and the board and the elders, different times we've had to just to thank the Lord. Didn't know what to do. But we can thank the Lord and sustain his praise. And then we know we've placed it in his hands. It's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing when we've done that. And so, as this week, now tomorrow's Monday, today's day 14, 15, today's day 15, imagine, difficult or impossible, difficult, now done. But we've got these opportunities to still press in. I still am waiting for many answers, but I'm not discouraged one little bit because I know that the Lord has been well pleased with this church. Well pleased. Different ones have been at home. My wife, she's up. When I walk out the door at 5:15, she's already getting ready to pray. Because she's taking that seriously. And different people have told me they weren't able to get to the church, but they said, I was praying. And I said, yeah, that's right. And good on you. I just think we're going to see some wonderful breakthroughs. But meanwhile, we'll just praise the Lord. And I don't know if we can stand Terry McCollum's voice anymore, but we sure played that tapes a lot in the last few weeks, that's for sure. Stand with me, if you would. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. It'd be crazy not to praise the Lord after. Why don't we just gently lift our voices and let's just offer a praise. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we bless you. We thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're worthy of our praise, God. You're working out situations. You're opening doors and closing doors. You're the Holy One. You're the Holy One. We magnify your name this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Yes. Amen. Amen. Welcome, Lord. We welcome your presence. We welcome your presence. Oh, what a great God. Mighty God. Holy God. Yes, Lord. We put on the garment of praise. Lord, we do. We do. And teach us, Lord, even as the days go on, is that that we will keep praising you when there's a heaviness, we will praise you. When there's difficulties, we will praise you. We'll keep on praising you. Oh, Lord, if you give us breath, let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It'll never be too late for you to start praising. If you're in a situation, they're taking your car away. You know, there's just something really serious. You're just start praising right now. Even at that moment, begin to praise the Lord. Watch what'll happen. When you're up to your neck in alligators, begin to praise the Lord. Thank you. Praise, praise, praise. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you guys want to sing that song? All right, let's do it.